The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And if you do not have bracketology, March Madness, and the college basketball scene on your mind, well, I'll tell you what, you are missing something. I don't know if you caught the game during the week, UConn and Cincinnati, four overtimes, a 62-foot shot. One before that was 20-some-odd feet. You thought you saw two game winners, one after another. It was unbelievable, and that is what I am talking about in general, because that is what March Madness is all about when you think about it. Welcoming in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Pay attention to the UConn Huskies when the calendar turns to the month of March. Jim Calhoun out, Kevin Ollie in. The team is always poised to make a run, whether it's the Big East tournament or the Big Dance coming up in a couple weeks.
Kevin Ollie, man, I'll tell you what, he gets the most out of his players. And you know what? That just goes to show you, literally, man, with 0.8 seconds left in a game, there is enough time to at least get off a shot and hope for the best, which is exactly what happened for UConn. They wind up going on to win that game. Just an unbelievable game. But like I said, just one of many to come here in the next couple weeks, like Jeff alluded to. We do have to get it out there. The Golden State Warriors beating up on the Phoenix Suns, continuing their march to history. A lot of great stuff. I know I'm up against it. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. We'll be right back on the other side. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
There's nothing that looks better than a well-kept lawn. I'm Danny Lipfer with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about how to make yours the best one on the block this season right after this. Old, ugly, or damaged bathtubs and sinks don't have to be ripped out and replaced. Save money and give new life to bathroom fixtures with Homax Toughest Tile Spray-On Epoxy Finish. Preparation is the key, so follow the directions carefully and don't cut any corners. With Homax Toughest Tile, you can refinish your bathtub or sink yourself and get great results without hiring a professional. Homax, creating better homes. Whether you're growing a lawn in some newly cleared space or you're just frustrated with your current lawn and just want to start over, there are a couple of basic beginning points for everyone. Before you start, it's important to have your soil tested for both acidity and fertility. You'll need to add lime if the soil is acidic. That's a pH level that's well below 7. You may also need other amendments. Organic matter like peat is great for loosening hard clay soil and adding nutrients to sandy soil. In some cases, a nitrogen-based fertilizer is also needed. Then, before you plant, consult some local experts about which seed mixture works best under your area's conditions. Some grasses tolerate heat or moisture better than others, and you'll want a mix that will thrive throughout the year. I'm Danny Lifford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
I want to have these guys go into the film tomorrow and turn on the tape and say this guy's doing things right and this guy's really fighting hard to pick this up and to make plays. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, you know, make an impression and you know, leave a little bit of a lasting memory coming off these games.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Johnny Football. Talking a little bit there, and obviously, as we all know, free agency came and went and hit with abundance in the NFL. Maybe a little bit surprised at how things kind of unfolded for Denver, to be honest with you, Jeff. They would have thought that they were going to be able to keep Brock Osweiler, but obviously he left to the Texans for the money, and truth be told, I believe Denver was offering him $16 million. He left for $18
million. Oh, yeah. You know what? Money talks. Money brought Brock Osweiler to Houston. And there's more to it than just the money. You know, he gets to step out of Peyton Manning's shadow. He's not taking on the role that Brian Griese was plagued with for the 1999 season after John Elway walks after winning two Super Bowls. So it's kind of the same thing, but you know, you don't have to live in that shadow. Houston might be a quarterback away. How much of an upgrade is he over Brian Hoyer? I think it's pretty significant because Hoyer's walking already.
You know what? I think personally, this is a mistake by Brock Osweiler. I don't know if you knew, but a couple days before the free agency deal, the guy is out here in Arizona and gets in a little bit of trouble. Some woman kind of gets in his face and he winds up pushing her out of the way. I don't know if you knew about that, but just a little something there when free agency is going on. I don't know, man. Maybe you just stay real clear of going out, doing anything in public. But also, maybe this
I don't think that's fair. Yeah, you know, the guy's picking up a pizza at 2 in the morning. You went and saw one of his buddies perform, picking up a late night meal. He's 6'8", and he's very high profile because he did play for the Super Bowl, the current Super Bowl champions. And, you know, the guy's got a right to go out and grab a pizza and walk back to his car without getting harassed. I think that what he was doing was just was in the complete mind of restraint. That's not getting in trouble. That's trouble going out of its way to find you. And I don't think that that really affected Brock Osweiler going into it. I get what you're saying. These guys shouldn't be out, you know, maybe shouldn't be out on the town during such a big business week for them. I mean,
exactly.
But, you know, in this instance, you look at that video, you don't see anything, you know, that you could fault Brock Osweiler for.
Look, here's what I'm thinking at the end of the day. Maybe, just maybe, Brock Osweiler didn't want to be in Denver because of the way the Broncos handled the situation this year. Let's be honest. Things were going just fine when Brock was on the field. Then the old guy, Peyton Manning, came back, the captain of the ship, at the end of the year, and it was almost like, you know what, to be quite honest, I think we both will agree on this, or maybe, maybe not. I don't think it mattered who was going to be their quarterback, whether it was Brock or whether it was Peyton. They were going to win the Super Bowl based on the performance of their defense, no matter what. So they were going to win despite of whoever was quarterbacking that football team, if you ask me. And maybe, just maybe, Brock took that to heart a little bit and said, look, I'm the guy who got us here to this point, and now you're giving it back to Peyton. You're giving him the keys to the car to drive it once again when I'm the guy that led us to this position. So I actually think that this has a lot to do with, and again, I don't know if this will ever come out. It may or may not, but if it were me personally, that's how I would be taking it. I'd say, you know what? They kind of stuck it to me. You know what? I'm going to stick it to them a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? You're getting ready to hand the badge over to the deputy, and the sheriff comes in. He wants to hang out a little bit longer, and you know it's going to create some sour grapes there. You know, I mean, all reports have indicated that this didn't start with free agency. This didn't start after the Super Bowl. This is Brock Osweiler feeling betrayed a little bit by his own head coach Gary Kubiak in the front office and John Elway to allow things to transpire the way they did, you know, which of course was the best possible outcome for the Denver Broncos in the 2015 football season. But you know, again, I think that it's, you know, there was too much drama with Peyton. Peyton retiring is not going to make it go away. And I'm starting to wonder, I mean, we're already hearing talks about, you know, maybe Elway should call Peyton Manning and see if he wants to come back. I mean, is this a budding Brett Favre situation with another legendary, sure-to-be Hall of Fame quarterback?
You know what? I don't know. Let's let things play out a little bit here. And I don't know. I really don't think so. I think we've seen that. And I think people aren't as open to it as they were in the past. Let's be honest. You know, when you call
and Peyton Manning's done. I mean, I think that trumps all else. It's not a Denver Broncos decision. It's just you know, the way that nature plays its course. When you get old, you can't play these physical games anymore. And Peyton Manning has unfortunately hit that wall.
Yeah, and the rumor is that, you know, Fitzpatrick, too expensive, so therefore you go Mark Sanchez. I don't know, man. I'm not – look, that is really thinking that anybody can win in that offense or that defense, however you want to put it. But, look, when you win Super Bowls, most of the time you do not come back with a lot of those guys that got you – to the position you were in. So I'm not surprised about this, but I am a little bit surprised that Brock wound up walking, but I think he walked for a lot of the reasons that I said.
Well, and there's things on the peripheral that that Denver's also got to consider. Brock Osweiler wasn't the only one that departed via free agency.
Right.
You know, as we speak today, there's still an offer on the table for C.J. Anderson in Miami. You know, Trevathan goes to Chicago. Malik Jackson relocates. So, you know, talk about Colin Kaepernick, too. It's only going to cost you a third-round pick, but I don't know that Denver wants to depart with it, especially for a reclamation project like Colin Kaepernick, who is very, very unhappy with Jed York and the San Francisco 49ers at the moment.
But I will tell you, I do think he'd come in, and maybe you could get him back to where he was a few years ago with Jim Harbaugh, and then you do have yourself a pretty solid situation. So, look, I think Kaepernick is a guy that's capable. I know a lot of people have lost their thought on this guy, but you just need the right guy to figure out how to use his skill set. And you know what? Maybe Gary Kubiak could be that guy. Let's be honest.
The options are pretty thin for Kaepernick. I think that all signs are pointing to him playing for the San Francisco 49ers in 2016. But, I mean, you think about all the landing spots. They're all star-crossed. You know, New York – you know, with the Jets, you have the New York media. With the Browns, you have a dysfunctional train wreck of an organization that, you know, he might not be the guy – the ideal candidate to turn it around. And then you have the L.A. Rams, which I think he'd be a perfect fit, down there with the recently relocated Rams. But it's a division rival. So and San Francisco holds the cards because they have to trade him. He doesn't get to write his own ticket.
There's one guy that I was a little disappointed seeing him go to the Jets, and that's Matty Forte, because I had a little bit of a feeling like, you know what, Ted Thompson and the Green Bay Packers want to make a noise in free agency this year because they've taken a lot of scrutiny about not taking the plunge and going after guys in free agency. I really wanted Matty Forte, and there's a lot of reasons for it. First and foremost, can you imagine having that guy run the screenplay for the Green Bay Packers when he wouldn't have to be in every down back? You can mix him, Eddie Lacy, around in there. And I thought that he would have been very effective in the Packer offense. But let's face it, Matt Forte is a guy that can fit in any offense, if you ask me.
Let me ask you this. I know you're a Packer fan, and I know that we're up against the clock here, but what do you think of drafting a guy like Derrick Henry from Alabama that could do all the things that you want him to do, and he's not going to come at a free agent premium?
If they can get Derrick Henry, that's a whole different situation. And you know what? If that's the reason behind not going after Matty Forte, I'm all good with that, to be honest with you. So,
well, your boy Sparky Pfeiffer might not like another Alabama draft pick going to the Green Bay Packers there.
Yeah, you know what, though? Truth be told, you know what? We saw what that kid could do. So I think that would be somebody that would be very intriguing. You put him and Lacey in the backfield, you got two guys that can really knock it. Anyways, we're up against a break. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, and that's in honor of Sir George Martin, who died this week. Produced 21 number one hits for the Beatles in the U.S. in the 90-year-old. That's amazing, actually, when I'm reading this, Scott. Pretty impressive stuff. It's amazing that Scott has all these these little tidbits about the music that he plays for us all the time, to be honest with you. And none other than John Poulter is going to be joining us. We usually have Rush, but in on the beat.
You know what? I think John hails from across the pond to begin with. So, you know, we should be all good, whether it's a Canadian band or a British band.
That is true. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, guys. Doing well, thanks. How about you? And Jeff is 100% correct. Grew up in England in the 60s, so the Beatles were a big part of my my childhood years. And I did see that George Martin passed away this week, so extremely appropriate that you play a Beatles song as my bump music.
Yeah, I mean, amazing how Scott is that in touch with the whole thing, too. So, Scott, really appreciate you being on top of things for us, obviously, with the music and everything else that you do for us. But, John, let's get into it, man. We're that much closer now to baseball getting underway. Have you seen anything so far in spring training that's kind of caught your eye?
Nothing in particular other than, you know, the usual surprises that the teams that we expect to be there when the regular season starts seem to be taking it easy in spring training or maybe not playing their stars. And some of the teams that we would expect not to be doing all that well, Phillies as an example, at 9-3 in the Grapefruit League, seem to be doing quite well. But, you know, once again, we look at the Arizona piece of spring training and we see the San Francisco Giants down near the bottom at 5-8 and the well-publicized Chicago Cubs propping up the entire Cactus League at 3-9. So I guess it's nothing to be concerned about unless it lasts through the entire spring training. But it is always fun to watch some of the younger teams play their prospects in the spring training games and do quite well. So no surprises, I guess, at this point. We've seen this before, specifically with the Giants hovering near the bottom. So that doesn't really surprise me. Nobody has really jumped out of the woodwork in terms of performances, as far as I can see. The one thing that did shock me a little bit yesterday was that the knuckleballer R.A. Dickey apparently hit 102 miles an hour on a fastball, and I didn't think that was possible, but that's what I'm understanding happened in his last start.
Hey, let me ask you this real quickly, and then, Jeff, go ahead after this one. I just got to... You were talking a little bit about impressive, not impressive. The Arizona Diamondbacks have actually been one of those impressive teams in spring training. And we all were kind of saying, look, they're going to be okay. They're not necessarily going to compete with the Giants or the Dodgers. Are you feeling any different about the potential of this Arizona Diamondback team? And let's go further into this a little bit. How much of it do you think could be the possibility that Zach Greinke has joined this pitching staff and helped, obviously, to give them a legitimate guy, a number one guy, but what kind of a confidence could that instill in the rest of these guys moving forward for the Diamondbacks?
You know, Dorf, the Diamondbacks are really set up to win with Greinke. You know, with Greinke coming in, it sets the attitude from the front office right down to the field that these guys are going to go out there. And, you know, it's not just about the money that Greinke's getting, but it's the message that it sends to the team that we believe in you. We believe in you, A.J. Pollock. We believe in you, Paul Goldschmidt. And, you know, and even some of the lesser guys, you know, there's a battle for shortstop. They don't, you know, I guess Owings is going to play second, and you're going to have a Met over there at short, and there's going to be a platoon. There's a lot of things that are unsettled, and it's gut check time, because I think the expectation for Chip Hale is that they have to compete in his second year there.
Well, yeah, and I mean, look, the bottom line is I just think that when you bring a guy like Zach Greinke in, it's going to do something for morale. It's going to do something to have a little bit of these guys going out there and saying, look, I think because of this one guy, we're a little bit more capable. Is that kind of a good thought, John, or yes or no?
Yeah, it is. Sorry, guys, I lost a connection there at one end. I'm not sure whether it was your end or my end, but did lose you for about 15 seconds.
Did you get the gist of what I was asking you, though?
Yeah, I did. And for some reason or other, we lost the connection. But I think that, you know, the Diamondbacks, they've won 5 in a row. They're 9-3. I'm still kind of hopeful that they'll show a lot stronger than you would think that they would. The Dodgers and the Giants sort of still the class of that division. And to Jeff's point, I think Greinke brings a winning tradition with him. He brings some leadership with him, as well as the outstanding talent that he brings with him. So I think it's a sign to the other players that the Diamondback management is serious about putting this thing together and putting it together fairly quickly. And again, to echo Jeff's comment, Chip Hale is looking at it as a win-now situation, and it might be the best window they have given the situation with the Dodgers. The Giants, I still think, are head and shoulders above everybody else in terms of talent. And let's not forget, this is an even-numbered year, and that usually works out well for the Giants in terms of postseason success.
Well, the Giants haven't had to deal with Jason Hayward playing right field for the Chicago Cubs. You know, I was reading up on the Cubs, and, you know, Matt Merton, who was a personal favorite of my wife almost a decade back now, he's going to try to come back from Japan. And I know that you were around for the Toronto Blue Jays. Cecil Fielder goes over to Japan, makes a mark with the Tigers coming back. What do you think of the successes of the Japanese our exports going over to Japan and returning and making an impact in Major League Baseball, even if it's not the case with Matt Merton?
Well, it doesn't happen all the time, and I guess Fielder is probably the best example, Jeff. And I think with Fielder, it was just a question of getting the opportunity to play, getting the opportunity to show his talents and his power and to show some dominance. And by that, with that, you gain confidence. And the Tigers gave him a chance when he came back, and when he came back, he was a much more of a presence than he was when he left. So I think it's an opportunity for someone to get their confidence back. It's not something you're going to see an awful lot. It happens a little bit in the hockey world as well, where a guy goes to Europe where the pace is a little slower, the schedule's a little smaller, the talent isn't quite as deep. All of a sudden he has a chance to show an opportunity. He gains some confidence. And let's face it, when you're in the athletics world, the confidence in the way you play has a lot to do with what happens on the field. So I think, for Merton, it's an opportunity. I'm not going to say it's his last chance. As you point out, he's been around for a little while, but who knows? Fielder is perhaps the exception, but nothing to say it can't happen again.
Hey, John, let me ask you this. During the week, Goose Gossage came out, was a little bit upset about this younger generation, and more in particular, Bryce Harper and whatnot, and how he wants to handle himself as he's going around the bases or whatever. I'm kind of in the middle on this, I'll be honest with you. I'm not totally with Goose, and I'm not totally with the new school on how you go about handling success. How do you feel about his comments? I pretty much think he called him a punk. I think he said he was bad for the game. I don't have the exact quotes, but I think you get the gist of what I'm saying. And if people didn't get the gist of what I'm saying, please try to make it a little further. But Goose Gossage did come out this week and was pretty upset about the way the game is going and how people handle themselves with the success that comes to certain people.
I'm with you. I'm right in the middle on it. I can see where the veterans are coming from, but they also have to understand that times are changing, be it in the sports world or the business world or the real world that the three of us live in. Gossage took a huge shot at Jose Bautista as well, so that made big headlines here. I had a lot of respect for Gossage as a pitcher. He was probably the first of what we now know as the power pitcher closers. Eckersley sort of created that closer role with Oakland through Tony La Russa. But Gossage on the national stage with the Yankees is probably the guy that we think about. But let's face it, whatever generation we talk about, the old-time guys are always going to say that baseball was better in their day. And 30 years from now, the young guys of today, such as Harper, when they're 50 years old, they're going to sit back and say, oh, the guys don't play it today the way they did when I was playing. So it's probably something that's been going on since the days of Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb. And I was never a big Yankee fan, never saw Mickey Mantle play in his prime because I came to Canada in 1967 and he retired in 69, basically as a has-been, essentially. But one thing I always remember about Mantle was that when he hit a home run, he would always circle the bases with his head down, and when he was asked about it, he said, "I didn't want to embarrass the pitcher." So times have changed, and, you know, Gossage is right from that standpoint, but this is nothing new. It's something we've seen in previous decades as well.
Go ahead, Jeff, real quick.
You know, there's a difference between gamesmanship and showmanship, and, you know, I'm trying not to be the old man that yells at the cloud, but at the same time, I don't really want these guys going out of their way to show people up. So, you know, I'm definitely in the middle, just like you two are.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It really is. Hey, John, do you have a few more minutes to share with us on the other side?
Yep, I sure do.
All right, great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, going to hang with us through the break, and we'll continue this conversation among some other things. But keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
You've walked through 18 open houses. Your feet hurt and your head is buzzing. Living in a van is starting to sound strangely appealing. But then you hear it. The sound of hope. Of Zillow. You glance at your phone to see a 3-bedroom Craftsman in the right school district. It's perfect and it just showed up on your phone. Like magic. So sign up for mobile alerts and we'll send you homes that fit your criteria when they hit the market. And to think, you wanted to live in a van. Zillow. Find your way home.
How much of your life is on your computer? What if your digital files vanished forever? It happens to families and businesses every day. Viruses, hackers, human error, anything can happen. That's why you need Carbonite Cloud Backup. Carbonite automatically backs up photos, music, spreadsheets, all kinds of files, and it makes it easy to restore them. Start a free trial today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code MUSIC to get 2 free bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code MUSIC.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich. He's with me each and every week. We've got John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us right now. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And John, throw out your handle there, too, on Twitter as well.
At 12, John Poulter.
There you go. So hit all of us up and follow us. You can check out what we do and what we talk about if you'd like. I'll tell you what, Jeff is relatively entertaining, so you definitely want to follow Jeff. Has some interesting stuff about sports and even a little bit more. But getting back into things, I don't know if we finished on that, on the Goose Gossage thing, but this is my kind of final thought on it. The way I feel is that as long as you are not disrespecting the game in a way where we know these guys have in the past, and I'm talking about PEDs and things along those lines, I'm all about guys having fun, I'll be honest with you. And at certain times, I think it's okay to have a little kid in you and to be excited about what you've accomplished. But I also agree with Jeff that you don't want to showboat. You don't want to outshine somebody else. As long as you can keep your celebration within the way that it should be, I'm okay with it. But I also don't mind a little bit of a little kid in everybody, because truth be told, these guys are living a childhood dream. So if every now and then you revert back to being like a little kid, I'm okay with that, John.
Yeah, I think it's one of those. I agree with you both. The emotions tend to get into it, and I think, to your point, Andy, these guys are all living out a childhood dream. On the other hand, your true personality comes out when you're happy and you're successful and you've done something that you're proud of. You do have a tendency to want to sort of show your own emotions, and if you're the type of person that's extremely laid back, you're just going to stand there with a stone face, whether you've just given up a grand slam or whether you've just hit a grand slam to win the World Series. And I think it's the same in any sport. I guess Bobby Orr was a classic example. Bobby Orr, probably along with Wayne Gretzky, the greatest hockey player that our generation has seen in their prime, not to disrespect Gordie Howe and Bobby Hull and Maurice Richard, but you know, Orr was would go through the whole team. He would score a goal, and he didn't run around pumping his fist and jumping and banging the glass. He just put his head down, skate back to center ice, and take the face off. And Bobby Orr was a very shy individual, and he probably had as much success in a sport as anybody in our lifetimes ever had, and that was the way he dealt with it. He was not an extrovert. So I think your personality plays a big part in it as well as the era that you're playing in.
You know, you have to be appropriate. You have to be appropriate for the moment. The great running back for the Detroit Lions, Barry Sanders, every touchdown he famously handed the football back to the referee.
You know what? Hold on, Jeff. I just got to say, you literally took the words right out of my mouth. We were both thinking the exact same thing, because I was going to give the same example about Barry Sanders.
And then there's a lot of examples. You know, when you rush the court, you know, if you're the University of Arizona or Kentucky and you're having a down year, and you rush the court because you pull off a big upset, the moment's not right for that, you know, and it has to be appropriate. You shouldn't do it in a game that, you know, where you hit a home run in the seventh inning when you're down 7-2. You know, I think of, we brought up Joey Bautista before. I think of Joey Bats in game 5 against Texas in the 2015 playoffs. That bat flip, I'm not a big fan of bat flips, but that was wholly appropriate for the moment. And the celebration, just, you know, there has to be a ratio and it has to be proportionate. And a lot of times what we're curmudgeons about is when the moment's not appropriate. When, you know, if Bryce Harper hits a home run in a game when, it, you know, when they're down 15-3, it doesn't deserve the stare and the bat flip. It's just, you know, it's just a notch in the, you know, it's just a notch in the belt at that point.
Yeah, agree 100%. The timing is everything, and I think that's probably the key here. You know, Joe Carter hit a home run that won the World Series in 1993, and he jumped around the bases. And to your point, it's not like it was a 15-1 game, and he just knocked in another run with a sacrifice fly. It was a special moment, and something we'll all remember.
Yeah, interesting stuff. I mean, bottom line is I think we're all somewhat on the same page that as long as you do this in respect of the game and you're not out there to showboat and show up another guy, we're okay with having a little bit of fun out there. And I think that, you know what, that's at the end of the day, we got to remember this is fun. This is entertainment. And people are going to these games to have fun themselves. So, you know what, I guess at a point you got to draw the line, but also I think it's a lot of these guys, these older guys that have a hard time staying out of the limelight when they've been in the limelight. And I'm not necessarily saying that's the situation for Goose Gossage, but it hits me in a way where it's like, this is a bitter old guy coming back at these young guys because he's no longer playing. That's all.
Yeah, I don't think that's an unfair comment. You know, he's very much old school, and I think back to the days when baseball was very much National League, very much American League, and, you know, very rarely did the two meet other than the World Series. And I remember when Frank Robinson was traded from the Reds to the Orioles, one of his first comments was there was way too much fraternizing between the players, quote, especially in the American League, unquote. So that sort of tells you that, you know, in those days you were sort of quote-unquote trained to dislike the enemy and the opposition. Now these guys are all friends. They golf together. They surf together. They go to horse races together in the wintertime. They're buddies because they've all played on the same teams. They all have common friends. Totally different world than we knew in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, you know, John, that really bothers me, the whole fraternization level. You know, I'm only 37 years old, so I'm supposed to be part of this millennial generation, I suppose. And I'm just not – I just don't feel it. Like, you know, when these guys hug – when LeBron James goes down to Miami to practice with Dwayne Wade, it really bothers me. And you know, I'm thinking about the National Hockey League where you have a lot of players that come from Eastern Europe and even parts of Asia. And they come over, and there's obviously a language barrier, probably not as bad as it is in Major League Baseball. Or the NBA, or especially the National Football League. But I mean, do you see that in the National Hockey League with these players? Do you see the buddies hugging after the games on the ice, and you know, it was almost like they didn't just compete for an hour?
You don't generally see it on the ice, but certainly off the ice, if players are friends, even though they're playing on opposite teams, they will often get together for a social event after the game, and they spend time together in the off season. You know, we have to remember that a lot of these guys played junior hockey together. Some of them went to college together. Some of them played in the minors together. You know, as there are in any other sports, there's a lot of players that are related because one of them has married another's sister or another's cousin or another's friend or something along those lines. So there's always going to be that fraternization. It's very much a closed market or a closed piece in terms of the company that they keep. They tend to travel in their own circles. So I guess it's appropriate. You do see it in most sports. You do certainly see it in hockey from the standpoint, as you point out, that, you know, there's a lot of guys from the Czech Republic that speak the same language and don't have a good command of English, and the same with the Swedes, and now to some extent the Finns, and of course going back always the Russians. I think there's always that comfort zone to sort of hang out with your brethren, especially when you're 4,000 or 5,000 miles away from home. So it probably shouldn't surprise us. As you point out, it's been going on in baseball for a lot of years. The Latins have always been very friendly with each other, regardless of what team they play on, simply because they share a bond in terms of where they come from, and in most cases, they're very humble beginnings.
Hey, John, let me ask you this, because this is something that's going to take place with the coaches' challenge in the NHL, expansion draft rules, something along those lines, and then also Rule 48 for hits to the head, probably going to, you know, that'll be a big topic of discussion as well. Tell us a little bit about what this all means.
Well, in terms of Rule 48, the hits to the head, you know, it's clearly a serious issue. I mean, we're seeing far too many players get hit in the head. Sometimes it's accidental. Sometimes it's definitely not accidental, and sometimes it's pretty hard to tell. But when you start hitting guys in the head, whether it's accidental or intentional, you're talking some pretty serious stuff. So some pretty serious rules and policing of those rules have to go into place. The trouble with hockey now is that it's unlike a lot of other sports in that the players, it's like a lot of other sports in the fact that the players are athletes and they're fit 12 months of the year. It's like a lot of sports that the playing surface or the court or the field is the same size as it was 50 years ago. And it's like a lot of sports in that the athletes are bigger. What is a little bit different is I think hockey compared to hockey 40 years ago is so much faster. Baseball is different than it was 40 years ago, but the game itself isn't all that fast. You have guys that are 6 feet, 200 pounds or more. I mean, a small guy now is 6'1", 210. He's running around skating at, 80 miles an hour, and he hits a guy and they're gliding on ice. You're going to have accidents. They've got to do something to solve this. We're seeing far too many guys going out with head injuries, and it's not like a broken finger or a broken ankle where you're out for a couple of weeks or a couple of months and you come back and you slowly gain your confidence back. The trouble is with a head injury, as we're seeing in football predominantly, it could hurt you for the rest of your life. It won't just ruin your career, it could ruin your life. So it's a huge issue. They've got to do something about it. The game has become so fast, the athletes are so big, it's something that definitely has to be done. In terms of the coach's challenge, this is the first year they've had the coach's challenge, so it's very much a learning curve as far as the league and the coaches and the officials are concerned. One of the things that we're seeing is that a coach is using a challenge late in the game simply to rest his players as opposed to actually challenging a valid call. They've got to come up with some kind of a way to get rid of that issue. I don't know how they're going to do it because it's the old story, how do you read intent? I mean, if the coach stands there and says, well, I really don't think that was an offside player, or I really don't think that was goaltender interference, I'd like to see it again. Can't get inside his head. I'm not sure how you do it, but there's going to have to be something done. It may end up being that you get a penalty as well as losing your timeout. So it's another issue. It's not serious, but it is something you have to do something about.
Good stuff, John, as always. I don't have anything for you left. Jeff, anything left, or we're going to let John rock and roll today?
Yeah, maybe it's time to let John rock and roll, especially because we talk about all these rule changes, and none of them are the elimination of the overtime loss or shootout loss point in the standings. John, do you see that going away anytime soon?
Soon, no. Eventually, yes. Again, I think everybody realizes they got to do something about it, Jeff. The question is, if you're going to fix it properly, and what's the proper way to fix it? I think the proper way to fix it is to come up with some kind of a new scoring system that instead of 2 points for a win and 1 point for an overtime or a shootout loss, maybe you got to go to something like a 4-3-2-1, and if you win in regulation, you get all 4 points, and if it goes down to a shootout, the points are a little bit more balanced, but that's such a huge change. It's going to affect all the team records over years. That will take a long time to sell to traditionalists, certainly even guys of our generations.
Hey, great stuff as always, John. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
My pleasure as always, and have a good week, guys, and we'll chat next weekend.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us, breaking out Major League Baseball and hockey. So appreciate that as always. Keep it close, everybody. One final segment of this hour. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter for hanging out with us, breaking out Major League Baseball and NHL hockey. And then, obviously, Jeff and I here bringing you through the hour. But, Jeff, before we get out of this hour and into the next hour where we'll talk to Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, in a little bit. But truth be told, man, Steph Curry, the Golden State Warriors, beating the Phoenix Suns. Not surprised, but it was a better game than I think we would have thought it would have been in general until Steph took over.
The Suns have a capability to do this. They played a really close game with Cleveland. I know Cleveland's got their flaws and everything, but they're still a much better team on paper and, frankly, on the basketball court than the Phoenix Suns. But, you know, the Phoenix Suns were up 88-80. You wouldn't know it by the final score of that game or if you watched it, you know, everything from that moment forward. But the Suns are giving a good effort with Earl Watts. And, you know, they know that they have to blow this whole thing up. So it's interesting. You know, we're going to see if Golden State's going to start to run out of gas here or not. I thought that they had to be at 57-7. They're a little bit better than that at this point. So I think that they're going to get the record. It's just going to be at what cost, going into April and May for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, and will the San Antonio Spurs be just so ready at that point? And
they could take the number one seed.
Look, they're not that far behind is exactly what I was thinking. So truth be told, we've got ourselves a great race in the NBA, but that's going to do it for our number one. So keep our number two is on the horizon. Keep us here. Keep us there, wherever you're at. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. And I'll tell you what, we're going to continue talking sports here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.